I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, this is part one of my feature on the YKTR Sports Podcast yesterday with Isaac, John and Jackson. Part one dropped yesterday. We covered a few hot topics and a little bit on my story as well. In this episode, we are talking about the South Sydney Rabbitohs taking on the Manly Seagulls tomorrow night, a game that I am super excited for. We give our pros and our cons of each team and we talk about the X factors and how we think this one's going to play out. Enjoy the podcast. Check out the boys on the YKTR Sports Podcast doing really exciting things in our game.
Yeah. On the block, Andrew John, inside for Albert. Albert will score. Albert will score. Newcastle has won.
All right, rolling into a bit of preview action. Ice, we'll start with you. We're going to go same system as YKTR Sports Show always does. Strengths, weaknesses, X factors, predictions. So we'll start Manly and South. Strengths for you in this one, Ice.
Multiple looks. And you've seen that try where Fossey scored last week where they're giving that like off the back of Jake Trbojevic. When you look at Manly, they'll be hard to do video on because like they're not like... I always use Dragons because I watch Normie in that play. You know what they're going to do from Tuesday. Like, it's almost so obvious. But then there was that style back in the day where you knew what Cronker and Slater and that were going to do, but trying to stop it was a completely different situation. With Manly, like, they'll give you four or five different looks in the first half, and it's up to you whether you stop them. We've got great back rows who can provide opportunity, great halves that can provide opportunity, and the game's best player running out the back as well. So... you're going to have to divvy that up and you're going to get multiple different looks. But if you can shut it down, they start looking around, they start shifting the ball and they start throwing long balls. So it's a double-edged sword there. Strengths for me, Souths, Wayne Bennett, the GOAT, sort of showed how great is just manipulation through the media. He just understands how the game works from top to bottom and whatever edge he can get, whether it be the speech in the locker room or those press conferences, he's just too smart. He's just playing on a different level.
Benji touched on that during the week. He said, like, they said, oh, what's the Wayne Bennett effect like at this time of the year? And he just says, it's the little tiny conversations he's having with guys like Taff. He's having with guys like Cody Walker, almost behind the scenes. But he just says, that's our advantage over everyone, is we have Wayne in the sheds who says he might say nothing or he might say one or two lines, but makes a difference.
Normally a coach has come around and they'll whisper something in your ear. Like he might just like plant it a little bit earlier during the week and start to build it up. And I don't know. Like when you ask the boys about him, they don't know it either. Like, he might just say one thing, but it might be the one right thing at the right time in the right moment. Like
even if the player doesn't know it, yeah.
Yeah, and because he's seen the game so many times, he go, there'll be a part of this game when this happens. And then when you're out there and it happens, you're like, oh, fuck, he's right. But he's just probably saying the most cliche shit. Like, you know what I mean? But I don't know. Fuck it.
Strengths for you, Guru, in this one?
Yeah, I agree with Wayne Bennett. There's nothing he hasn't seen. That's the beauty of Wayne Bennett. Like, yeah, there's nothing you can possibly throw at Wayne that he's going to sit in his chair and go.
Has he seen Tommy Turbo form, though? That's the question.
Yeah, but you know what? I look at the biggest strength for me out of South Sydney is Adam Reynolds' right foot. You look at the way that Cameron Munster really took Turbo out of that game a couple of weeks ago, and I have no doubt, you know, the kicking game of Reynolds is just... I still can't believe they're letting him go. It blows me away. But I think Reynolds will have a big say in this game. Obviously, that left edge is going to be massive for South Sydney. Going up against Manly's right edge, I think that... Wayne Bennett and his coaching staff, they've had 2 weeks to watch that game against the Melbourne Storm. I think there'll be a lot to take out of that one. This is the scary thing. When you give a really good coach 2 weeks to prepare for a footy side, it's like the NFL, you know. The more time you have to prepare, the more trouble you're in. So, yeah, I really like South Sydney heading into this one. As far as the strengths for Manly go, as you said, all the different shape and everything they can throw at you. I think it's the two edge back rowers, and they sort of got their pants pulled down in the last few weeks.
Who's your favourite out of the two?
Come on. The start of the season, I would have said Schuster, but I like the other fella now. Yeah. He's just got something about him, man. He's
wouldn't it be because he's 6'6" and can run over top of people, would it?
He's got a little offload about him. He's reliable for DCE to have there too. He runs a good line. He's just
well, like can drop it on the toe in that as well. Hey?
He can do everything, mate. It's as we said before, hit recording. To think that Curtis Sirenin potentially isn't needed in this side anymore is crazy to me. These two have just been doing so well. The other one I really like coming off the bench, gives a little X factor, your mate Carl Lawton.
This is the thing I like about Guru. No one in Australian NRL media gives the Warriors more love than Guru. More than me. I love that.
I jinxed
he's
him all
a
year,
fucking
so.
Fence sitter. That's why. He sits on the fence every week.
King of the splinters.
He's nice, Carl.
Yeah, he just gives a bit of...
just leg speed.
Carl Lawton doesn't know what Carl Lawton's going to do. He's hard to prepare for, you know.
Like Louis
I
Brown.
Like him.
Yeah, yeah. That's a
he's
great...
He's very, yeah.
I was just thinking, I was like, that's like a Louis Brown. Like, is he better at back row or hooker? He can do a job.
He
somewhere?
Doesn't really know.
He's a footballer.
Louis Brown, the most blindside scoots in the ever.
It's on. No, it's not, can't.
Duck. All right, weaknesses. Well, you go first.
Okay. Obviously, for Manly, I think it has to be that right out. I'd be really trying to go at DCE in this game. I think Chez, you can get some points out of him there. And I think with South Sydney, they always go down this left edge. I was looking at their stats today. You know, AJ scored a million tries. Centres have scored a heap of tries. Koolamantungi, the edge back rower, he's only scored 3 tries this year. They tend to go out the back, and it works for them. I think I'd be sending a couple of warning shots at DCE early. Koolamantungi's a hard fella to handle, and I think there was a try they scored a few weeks ago where Mark Nichols, he scored, Cam Murray threw the short ball to him. You could just see the entire defensive line was looking out the back.
Yeah.
They don't play flat very often. That's where I think they'll go at Manly this week, and I think you can catch DCE out there.
I've got a bit of inside knowledge for you for Manly defense. What they do is, like a lot of teams, they'll go up early, like say they'll get to the 10, and then they'll make the read off the back of the shape that they're rolling.
Yep.
What Manly do, they actually identify the shape early, and like say DCE is like, this is my man, that's it, and you got to land on them, and you got to make your tackle.
Yeah, right.
It's interesting.
Okay.
So it's black and white.
Mm.
So they'll see the shape coming. They're like, all right, cool, I'm just going to land. And then that's sometimes when they get themselves in trouble, where you've got someone like a Melbourne, they'll get up really hard and then they'll make a read off the back of the decision. So their free man might be covering that back row running off his inside shoulder, but it's up to him to make the double read as well. So, yeah, it's a different
it's
way.
It's interesting, yeah.
It is.
But, like, does that lean more towards what I'm saying? If they're watching tape on South Sydney and they never use that edge back rower in their strike zones, is DCE sort of taking his eye off this fella a little bit?
I tell you when they go to Koolamantungi a lot is when they inject Benji. Benji loves playing that flat line to him. So if they load up right, like if they go for that big swing and they duck back to Benji, he loves to play short to Koolamantungi there.
I think as well, Cody Walker, like he's had an unbelievable season, no doubt about it. But for me, I don't think he's run enough. And he probably hasn't needed to. His pass has been so good. But
and then 55 tries.
You don't have to run. But
yeah, when you start jumping on Instagram and you're seeing you like starting to chop down Joey and the boys and that, you're like, oh, fuck, I'm just going to start dishing it off now. Did we do the other side as well? Man, you have to cover both, eh?
Weaknesses.
Oh, for me...
sorry, yeah, for you.
For me, it's big games and emotions for Manly. They kind of... I don't know if there's two ways. They're going to get caught up in the emotions and it's going to fuck up. Like, when they played Melbourne a couple of weeks ago and Ched threw that forward pass and then, like, he was into the ref and then Jakey was into the ref and then Tommy was in there. And there's your three best players. That's $2.5 million worth of talent. Even more, $3 million worth of talent going in, losing their heads and everything else sort of crumbled off that. And they scored off the back of that off a sub. Kick, but that was it. That was like their only try. So I think emotions can sometimes get to them. Last time they played Souths in a major semi or an elimination final, Jakey got sin bin for cutting that guy off. So I think they've got to keep that in check. And they've got three guys there that are Manly juniors. They care about the club more than anyone. They want to get this done. So, and that can play into the other side of it. South Sydney, same as me again. I've got emotions.
Yeah. Cody Walker.
Cody Walker, Dane Gagai. Their boys don't like mind a bit of a... tussle. I always say they're like Cronulla, but with a bit more talent. Like
that's fair.
Yeah, yeah. They enjoy being in those types of games. But yeah, sometimes Cody Walker can lose his head as well. Apparently a trainer, if you don't get his way, fucking the ball's in the grandstand. So fuck, I love that.
Oh, I think as well what you said last week when they had that forward pass go against them. And yes, they scored on the next set. I thought that was their worst set of six of the entire season.
Mm.
It was made to look good with a good kick at the end and just Saab being a freakish athlete. But... I mean, Turbo, they had a whole set at Melbourne on the line. Turbo didn't touch the ball once. And, you know, you know better than me watching where they were going. But it looked like to me that whole set had no direction whatsoever. They just looked like they were in disarray. For South Sydney, you mentioned the emotion of guys like Walker, Gagai. They love a stink. But then you've also got the emotion of, could be Adam Reynolds' last game.
Yeah.
Could be Wayne Bennett's last game.
I almost put that as my strength. I love narrative. And that's my
go,
bro.
Storytelling. What?
I'm into marketing. And that's the ultimate one, man. The old Reynolds.
Even Dane Gagai, it's his last game too. Like, there's a lot going into this season for South
Sydney.
And again,
throwing back to Uncle, we don't know what Benji's going to hang him up or whatever. So there's plenty to get up for in this one, Ice. But X factors for you, boss, in this Manly versus South, where are you going?
I'm going Dylan Walker. I think I've gone from the last couple of weeks.
Proving to be right.
They got to match that start, and then when he comes on, he shifts their whole dynamic. And we talk about multiple looks before, he just gives them even more. And he's a run threat as well. So I think he's going to re-sign with the club, which is great. The evolution of the 14 is one of the most important positions in the comp right now, isn't it?
Oh, mate, it is. And even with some of like your really good front rowers moving them to the bench now, like you look at Nelson coming off the bench for the Melbourne Storm and stuff, like your bench is more important than some of your starting players.
David Fifita is probably the prime example. Yep. Yeah. Like if he's on 1.2, but he's more effective playing 60 off the bench, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, he's still worth 1.2.
Yeah, 100%.
Scoring 17 fucking tries or whatever he finished with this year.
For South's Meek, I've gone bench. Just purely off the back of who they're going up against as well. So, like, we with Jairo, Burgess, Host going up against Lawton, Kepi, Paseka. Like, Benji Marshall and Walker kind of cancel each other out a little bit. Probably Walker's in a bit of form, but Benji can do a similar sort of role. Yeah, I just like their bench a little bit better. Probably led by Jairo.
Yeah, I think Jai in that the Penrith game was probably the difference.
100%
he was. When he came on and was just rough as guts and... That's what I said to you, and you said it was a shit take because I sat on the fence.
No, I
didn't. No, and I said that if South can make it ugly, I think they get up.
I asked him before the show, I go, what's your take on one of the games? And he goes, it's going to go two ways. Basically, he said one team's going to win or the other team's going to win. That's what he said to me, and I was going, that fucking makes no sense.
I said, we'll get to our predictions anyway. Guru, X Factor for you, mate.
X Factor, I've sort of already mentioned mine. South Sydney, I'm going for Kulamantungi. I think he's going to have a big game. For the Manly Seagulls.
You got some anytime jam on that or something?
I do. Don't worry about that. I won't be missing, no doubt. For the Manly Seagulls, I was saying to you before, I said, you got to bring Saab into the game more. You said, how? I said, fuck, I don't know, but... He's just got so much toe. And, I mean, you look at the two tries they scored against Melbourne. They just came off the back of him being the best athlete on the field, essentially. You got to bring Saab into this contest a little bit more. Especially late in the halves, if I'm a middle forward and I'm dealing with him just popping up through the middle.
One thing about that, though, if you start to bring in, like, when you're looking up on it, when you're on edge and you're dealing up a 4-on-4 and your wing is gone, there's no threat there.
Yeah.
So you can kind of bundle up your line. And then when you look at South Sydney defenders, they're kind of low and stocky. Like, if he runs into Jaden Sewer, he's going to get fucking ipped. If he runs into Jairo, he's going to get ipped as well. I know he could really maybe target like a Burgess and use a bit of feet and get a quick play the ball off the back of that, and then you could run that inside shape with the Trbojevic brothers. That'd be a good way, but, yeah, I don't know. You lose. Like, once those guys start to roam, like your Joseph Manu, your Jordan Rapana, you fuck up your whole right edge shape, so you're only basically playing off 60% of the field.
Also, as quick as he is, Alex Johnson's... can handle himself as well. Like, I don't think he's going to be skinning blokes like he has throughout the season.
I just think, though, because Manly, they played the extra game, South Sydney are going to be so fresh. I think they're going to have to find some orthodox ways to score points here. I think Manly are going to be very tired at the back end of this game. I think the South Sydney pack's going to be up and ready to go for this. One thing we've learned about Wayne Bennett, you can give him 8 planks of wood in his forward pack. Come finals time, they're going to be ready to roll. So
he made Mickey Wayman seem like the best prop in the world for a while, eh?
And Mark Nichols could find his way in a fucking kangaroo's jumper.
Wayman, Dan Hunt, there was a heap of them there. Yeah. Like, it was, it's just what Wayne's able to do. It's not his first rodeo. He knows what he's doing.
In the day when he wouldn't pay Petro like 300? fuck off then. You can go down the bender for an extra 50K.
Predictions before we move off this game. Ice, where are you going, man?
Souths. This is probably an unpopular opinion. I just think they're going to win. When I looked at all the teams and I matched them all up, besides Tommy, it's quite an even sort of battle. So I'm going Souths 24-20 off the back of the rest, off the back of the narrative of Adam Reynolds, off the back of the master coach, Wayne Bennett. I just think they're going to get it done. 24-20. Manly is definitely going to score some points. That's just the way it is. That's me.
Yeah, I've got South by 8 points here. I think the week off's just going to be too much. Give good coaches enough time to watch tape and get their sides ready.
But I reckon Wayne watches too much tape.
Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say Wayne. The guys around him, though, would be. No doubt about it. And I'm sure their halfback would be too. He'll be ready to roll into this one, Reynolds.
Apparently when the boys are doing video and stuff, Wayne will sit in the back of the room.
Have
and
a kip.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, this video's taking ages. So obviously that gets all the boys on side as well.
I do have a prediction for you, Ice.
There we go. Something shit again.
I'm going the Justin Horro, Manly by one, Cherry Evans field goal.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
That's where I'm going with that one.
So you're stolen another take.
It's not a take. It's last week, new week, fresh week.
Fuck, it just takes takes, bro.
Hey, speaking of DCE, what about the comparison to Michael Jordan the other night? Did you see that?
No.
What was that?
Who saw that?
The Dally M Awards. They had a little montage of DCE.
Oh, I did see that. What was that?
They said Jordan, Bryant, DCE. Oh, just going, oh, gun. I like him, but come on.
Even DCE, he's self-aware, he'd be good.
Oh, well, DCE had to do an interview after it. You could tell he was just sitting there going, fuck, you're kidding, aren't you? Like, why would you do this to me?
I'd pull that up straight away. I go, who's put that together?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.